Thank you, Mr. Toastmaster. Fellow Toastmasters and guests, how many of you have watched Dragon's Den or American Inventor? These shows features entrepreneurs and inventors all pitching their ideas to get financing from these business experts. Like these experts on these shows, and being a product marketing company, we see a variety of ideas and products. Actually, we've talked to many of the same people. People regularly are asking, what do you think of a product or idea? I tried all sorts of tactful ways to answer this question. And believe me, I tried many. But I finally found the perfect answer. It's terrible. Now, am I being a big jerk for saying this? No, and here are three reasons why. Case one, the idea of product really sucks. When we did a study on this, we found that only 1 in 1,000 patents are worth the paper they're printed on. Therefore, I figure I'd just save them a lot of money. Occasionally, a really stupid idea, like the pet rock, makes it. But it's definitely not something you want to bet on. Case 2. They have a good product or concept, but it hasn't made it to the market. Now, in this case, you can help them snap out of their build it and the customers will come daydream so they can start focusing on execution and getting their idea to market. The average Walmart has hundreds of thousands of products that are not only good, but great and selling a lot. Therefore, remember, as Edison said, it's 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Case 3. They have a great product that's selling well. But think about it. How many people use the Zip Drive these days? A Polaroid camera? This feedback will help them stay humble and help them reevaluate their competitive position to ensure that their product or idea will stay relevant. Kodak has done this very well. Their core business was film and film-related products, and they've brilliantly made the transition to digital. Now, after telling this person that their product or idea is terrible, and after their initial shock is worn off, you can explain to them that you always want to assume that the product is terrible. And that the number one reason why innovation fails is because people fall in love with their own ideas. So I dare you. Next time someone asks you what you think of their idea or product, tell them it's terrible. You can always blame it on me.